what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, Lee, from the newsroom here at Triple M, and it is getting very Victorian. You're starting to feel more at home now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My hands are cold. There you go. It's exactly like being home. Oh, it's shocking.
But it's going to be 23 degrees through the day and not stay like this, Lee. That's the
main thing, isn't it? Yeah, it warms up. It's great.
Beautiful mid-North Coast. Okay, other than the wraparounds for the royal wedding in the papers, what are our front pages looking like today?
Yeah, so in the Daily Telegraph, Project Sydney, we started pushing for a fair go for the West 5 years ago, and now Parramatta is one of the best places to live in New South Wales. Yet just 10 kilometres away, people are struggling, but the government can fix it. All they need to do is connect the dots, apparently. So a landmark report is today revealing Sydney's fastest growing region is becoming starved of jobs because of a dire lack of public transport. As well as that, election battle heats up. The past of a former cop turned would-be politician is under the spotlight as he considers a tilt as a federal Liberal candidate. That's real estate agent Grant Schultz. And rural name game over. Sydney Royal Randwick Racecourse is finally being given the green light to stop benefiting its... to stop benefiting its iconic status. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, digital tax wins vital support of senators. A new tax on digital giants such as Google, Facebook and Uber has won support from crucial Senate crossbenchers, clearing the way for a vote possibly within weeks on two of the Turnbull government's flagship economic policies. And banks braced for fierce scrutiny on business lending. Senior Conservative figures have criticised the big banks for their aggressive treatment of some royal businesses, with the Hayne Royal Commission expected to reveal fresh examples of irresponsible lending and overly tough loan enforcement this week.
All right, Lee, they're the front pages here. There was a stink on about the naming of the station Royal Randwick.
Yes.
And because that's what it is. I mean, that's what the racecourse is known as. And there was some, they didn't want Royal in the name. And
Thanks for explaining that.
Yeah, that's cool, mate. That's all right. See, it's an area you don't know in Sydney, but that's where the light rail's going to, right from George Street in the heart of the city, right out to the beautiful eastern suburbs, God's country.
I need to go to Sydney more often. Yeah, I haven't been very much at all.
You've been to the SCG, though. I mean, that's sort of near where it is, actually, what they're talking about.
Yeah, so I haven't done much of a tour, but yeah.
And locally, Lee, gee, we had police really busy on the weekend, and these are disturbing, a couple of these stories.
They sure are. So the first one, this happened on Friday night. Forensic specialists are now being left to comb the scene of an alleged murder near Nambucca Heads after the body of a 46-year-old woman was found. Mid-North Coast police discovered her body after originally arriving at North Arm Road and Argent's Hill to check on her welfare. A 56-year-old man was arrested at the home, and he's been charged with murder. As well as that, also at 7:30 p.m., but this on Saturday, officers patrolling the Pacific Highway just north of Port Macquarie, they detected a Mitsubishi Lancer travelling 32 k's above the speed limit, and a pursuit was initiated that allegedly reached 200 k's an hour before the offender, a 19-year-old man, crashed into several other cars. Six people were injured, but fortunately, they only suffered minor injuries. And he's now faced court, that 19-year-old man. So.
Yesterday, yep.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. More coming up with Lee in about 7 or 8 minutes' time from now. Thank you, Lee.
Cheers.